Tobias Wolff, I spent 2 days ago and yesterday reading all of In Pharaoh's Army, and as I was reading it, the resonance with Iraq was very strong. It sounds as if we're in a pre-Tet time in Iraq, and I keep thinking that there could be the equivalent of a Tet offensive over there. What do you think?
I don't actually think so, to tell you the truth, Richard. I was against this war. There is a great difference, though. The enemy that we were fighting in Vietnam was truly representative of that kind of nationalist interest. It had broad support. The government that we were supporting was completely corrupt down to its roots. It had no touch with the people. We were doomed to lose. There was nothing good that could come out of that. Well, we shouldn't have gone into Iraq. We did. The people who are opposing us there, though, are not of the same quality that these other people were, that we were fighting in Vietnam. They are, they hate the fact that we're there. They're resisting us with everything they have. But the truth is, most of the people in Iraq, from every kind of reasonably independent poll I've read, are glad we're there, want us to get things straight, and then get out. We have a responsibility to do that now. It would be evil of us to leave right now. And I'm afraid that's just what they're gearing up to do, because the heat's going on politically. So they did the wrong thing going in, and now they'll do the wrong thing getting out before they set the house straight. But I would not dignify those Fedayeen and those people who are blowing up their own fellow citizens and destroying the power lines that give them heat and electricity and destroying their food supplies and all this. I would not dignify them with the same description. I do not see them at all in the same light that I see the people who fought us in Vietnam.
Well, I don't necessarily do either. When I mentioned that, it occurred to me when reading about Tet in your book, on some level, what the United States is experiencing now, picking off here and there, whatever, is the same as what the U.S. experienced in the early days, and then came Tet. And I keep thinking that if a Tet offensive were to be launched, it could change yet again. In a way that's, you know, catastrophic for both America and Iraq.
Well, I shouldn't have said it couldn't happen, because God knows I don't know what's going on. And I don't think I know much less about what's going on than the people who are in charge of things over there. They have been continually surprised by events in a way that one could have foreseen. Even an amateur like me could see that this was not going to be the cakewalk they said it was going to be. They do seem wary, though, and alert and vigilant, and Tet was a very special occasion, because if, as you remember, that was a holiday. There was a ceasefire in effect, which we're not getting any ceasefires with these people. So our guard was really down. I was there during that terrible Tet, and I was with a Vietnamese unit. I was an advisor to a Vietnamese unit, and more than half of our men were home when they hit, because it was a holiday. It was Christmas. Everybody went home for Christmas, and there was a kind of informal agreement that there wouldn't be any fighting then. That's not the way it worked out, as we know.